Chris sent me a text message asking me what class you were in Warcraft. And I was like, Death Knight. Then he sent me another text message. You mean like, is it like Shaman Death Knight? No, it's just Death Knight. I don't know what he was. He seemed very confused. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for November the 21st, 2008. AJ.
Yes.
How's it going?
I'm going well.
Ash guy, I should say.
I have a week off from school.
Woo! Start when?
Right now.
You're home an entire week?
We get the whole week off.
I did not know you were here this long. Oh. Well, welcome home.
Thank you.
I guess. You know, we've missed you here. As you can see, my basement's clean for a change.
I cleaned it with you.
No, it was all me. It was only dirty because of you.
Right. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Hey, Chris, you want to see Bolt later?
I already asked you if you wanted to. I texted you and asked
you wanted
to go.
Yeah.
Nice hair.
Hey, AJ, do you want to see Bolt later?
Yes.
Maybe we should see Bolt tonight.
That's what I said.
Let's right. do it.
Well, just find out who wants to go, Chris.
I already told Perry.
I'll call like Dave and PJ.
I will.
AJ. Okay.
Yeah, it's working till one.
Cut all this out.
I kind of like it.
No. I don't know what there's to like about it. It's clearly just us talking to Chris.
Okay,
we will cut
fine,
this
fine,
out.
Fine. Anyway, continuing on.
Anyways, let's talk about the show we're doing today. We're going to start off with news. How much news we got?
Smattering.
I like smatterings of news.
I think we'll go over the NXE in the news, like our impressions of it and such.
I guess. Okay.
It's not really something you've been playing.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. It's our week in gaming, remember now. Whatever you want to do. That's fine. That's fine.
We'll
we're going to do the best ever. The best ever video game sequel with a number 3 in it.
Oh.
By the way, last week when we did number 2, I realized a big one we forgot. Monkey Island 2.
Ooh, good call.
Because it's the only Monkey Island sequel that has a 2 in it.
That's very true.
That's
it's a great game.
Very important one. Which one did we decide was our favorite?
I believe we went with... God, I don't even remember. Diablo 2.
Yeah, we did go with Diablo 2. I don't know. Monkey Island 2 better than Diablo 2?
No. I like Diablo 2 better still.
Yeah.
Monkey Island 2 is fantastic, though.
Monkey Island 2 is very good. They're kind of similar in that they're both similar to their first ones, but they're just kind of
just
better.
Better in every way.
And bigger. Especially bigger. Monkey Island 2 is huge.
It is a big game.
That's a really big game. I played that on my iPhone of all... iPod, I should say. Touch of all things. I think that was actually the first time I played through all of it. I think I just watched you play it before.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good game.
Yeah, it's very good. But I digress. So after on the best ever, we're going to do an answer or die. I'm sure you got one or two
I
of
guess.
Those.
I'll think of something.
You'll think of something to potentially punch me for. Then we're going to talk about our week in gaming. Then we're going to hit the downloadable game releases and then the normal game releases. We'll look at the 4-in-1 Mania Top 10 list by Derek Robbins. Assuming Derek Robbins did it this week. I'm sure he did. He was gone
I pulled
last
it
week.
Up. I didn't read it yet.
Okay, then. Well, I'm sure it's Hibs. Hibs.
I did
Hibs. What's a Hibs?
Anyways. I don't know. Keep going. I'll open the news.
Thank you. But and then we have the mail barrel.
Oh, yes.
So why don't you do that news?
Okay, so Left 4 Dead came out this past week, which we'll be talking about more later. Interestingly enough, there's a cereal box you can see sometimes in the game that has, like, you know, the free inside Team Fortress 2 character action figure. Collect all 10? But there's 9 classes.
What about the sandwich?
Maybe that's it, or maybe...
if he got his own Meet the Video.
That's true, but I don't know. So some people are thinking that they're... And I think they've hinted at this before, that there might be a new class coming to TF2, which would be pretty crazy.
Interesting. I wonder what that would be. Do you have any ideas? Dragon Rider would be my suggestion.
Why not?
I think that would be pretty cool.
That would be interesting. I'll give you that.
Wouldn't be unbalanced or anything.
No.
Yeah, it's funny. We're getting a lot of stories now about, like, hints of games in games. Like, there's that thing in Banjo-Kazooie, which is, I think anyone who looks at it's like, okay, this is clearly a joke.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, we're working on
Killer Instinct 3 and even new Grab by the Ghoulies.
They did say, what's
Cameo
that?
2?
No. Something Gemini.
Oh, Jet Force Gemini.
Jet Force Gemini. Which is probably the best Rare game.
That is a good game.
That's a good one. It was very unique.
Is that on the Virtual Console?
No.
Should be.
It should be. It's a hard game, though.
Mm.
You can play as a dog.
True.
Which is always cool.
Yes. Like MDK2.
Yes, like MDK2. Although that dog had like six arms. It was kind of weird, but cool also.
Anyway.
Continuing.
So we got the next two Burnout updates because they released the one last week right after we recorded. So the one
that Legendary Cars thing, is that out?
No, the Legendary Cars, no, these are all 2009, these updates that they've been announcing.
They're just announcing.
They've been announcing one a week for the last 4 weeks. So the one they announced last Friday, right after we recorded, is a Toy Cars pack where it's all these zany looking like toy cars. So there's like a monster truck and like a little F1 car and everything. And the one they showed today, and they didn't go all out with this reveal, but it's like Hot Rods. The car they showed, which I will now pull up a picture for you, is modeled off of a 20s Roadster with like just ridiculous stuff shooting out of the sides and
this is,
flames.
It's interesting and impractical.
They say
I like these pipes coming out of the sides of the engine.
They say it's the fastest car in the game. They actually retuned the driving model specifically for this car so it handles completely differently from anything else.
Jeez.
So, that'll be also in 2009, and I'm excited for all of these packs. I will be, I don't know about the party pack, only because I don't really see myself playing Burnout with people around. But,
right.
The cars, I'm on board. They all look really awesome. more downloadable content. Oh, yeah, real quick. They said on the PlayStation blog, along with the toy car update, this came from Criterion. It said at the very end, and regular readers and fans, we know what DLC we've not talked about in a while. Be patient with us. It'll come. It's just that we've still got more to tell you that you've not even heard about.
What, the planes?
That's what I'm hoping they're talking about. I still hope that happens because that could be sweet.
Yeah.
Imagine playing like something that was almost like Crimson Skies in Burnout City.
Is the city big enough for planes, though?
Well, that's what it's not like, you know, like prop planes, probably. Smaller craft.
Okay.
Not like a Boeing jet
or
something.
Well, I mean, it's like there's going to be dogfighting. Like you're...
No, it'd be more racing probably, but it'd still be sweet.
I don't understand racing in a plane. You can't really do more than go in a straight line.
Well, you set up like gates to fly through or
Rings,
something. Yeah.
Like Superman 64.
Yeah, and the new Naruto game, which I'll talk about later.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid 4 meme expansion is coming this Tuesday. Sony's doing their PlayStation Store update on Tuesday instead of Thursday for Thanksgiving in North America. It's going to have three new maps and two new characters, Revolver Ocelot and Mei Ling, who apparently can, like, strike a pose to distract other players, kind of like the magazines
do. Now, wait a second. Is this a Revolver Ocelot or Liquid Ocelot?
It says Revolver Ocelot.
Interesting. We'll see who that is.
Then. Yes. I believe it's paid content, and MGO just really hasn't taken off at all.
Well,
I think the whole Konami ID thing kind of killed it.
I mean, I don't know. It might be doing all right. We just don't know anyone who plays it.
Right.
We don't play it.
We issued a new firmware update. The primary objective of it seems to be to block out new homebrew installs. Though as far as I can tell, if you already have the homebrew channel, you should be fine. But I'm not 100% on that. It's kind of hard to find a concrete answer on that for some reason. I looked around. Basically, they just prevent you from loading hacked save files anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they changed like some of the user agreements around, and apparently now, like if you accept this, they can install updates without telling you, which some people are all freaked out about. You know, it's the man coming and all that. So, whatever. Other system updates, of course, the NXE came out this past Wednesday. I've had it since last Friday. It's there. It's cool.
What's this ridiculous quote?
This is ridiculous. This comes from Microsoft's press release. And they say, in 1954, the introduction of color TV heralded the dawn of a new era in entertainment. On November 19th, more than 50 years after that dramatic shift, a new era in home entertainment begins with the new Xbox experience as millions of Xbox 360 consoles will transform instantly through the power of software.
Man, I like
the NXE, but it's not analogous to color TV.
I like to think that they're being tongue-in-cheek with this, but I don't think they are.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, it's cool. Don't get me wrong, but... Well, let's talk about it. What do you like first? Let's talk about what we like.
The avatar seemed neat enough.
Yeah, I mean,
I like the face options and like a lot everything is good with the avatar except for the clothing options.
I mean, I'll get to that in a second.
Well, because we're gonna buy clothes, I know.
No.
Oh no, yeah.
We'll jump the gun. The next 6 months worth of avatar clothing to be rolled out on a bi-monthly basis will be free.
Some of it.
No, all of it.
Okay.
That's we'll comes from it. A Microsoft guy in Germany whose name I probably should have written down.
This guy seems like a reliable source. We'll see.
I don't know. There was a tropical shirt, so that worked for me.
I didn't find anything. Like, the one hoodie they had, like, also had, like, a big gold chain on it. Mm. So I was like, what the heck? I don't know. I always have a hard time just finding the clothes I wear on these things.
I guess. Like I said, tropical shirt and cargo shorts, I was fine.
Right. I mean, besides that, like, it's the same functionality, just basically organized differently.
Well, there's, like, the party system, I think, works really well. Yeah, that's nice. I like that a lot. I also, like, I mean, as a Netflix subscriber, I'm, like, in heaven right now. It's amazing.
Yeah, I kind of want to get a Netflix subscription. Although, didn't they take a lot of movies off?
Yeah, well, I have that note here. Well, a lot of, on the night before the NXT came out on Tuesday, people noticed a lot of movies disappeared from their instant queue. And people were, just, like, if you went to the website, there was, like, a new notes column, and it said, like, not available to stream on Xbox. Joystick figured it out. All these movies had one thing in common. They are Columbia Pictures movies, a company owned by Sony. So everyone, of course, cried foul that Sony was just being very petty. And MTV Multiplayer got a hold of the guy who's the vice president of Netflix, who explained it as being it wasn't Sony being petty or anything. It's just the licenses ran out at a kind of awkward time. And they hope to have this rectified very shortly, which I really hope they do because I didn't realize how many movies Sony controls.
Yeah,
half of my instant queue went away.
Yeah, it is. It does come off as kind of immature. So
you just think like Sony would see this happening and be like, okay, everyone's going to think we're being a bunch of dicks. Maybe we should do something about this.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Sony has plans to do something similar to that movie system coming out.
But it's just, thing is, it's not like, it's not like the Spider-Man game only came out on the PlayStation or anything like that.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Why,
exactly.
Why is movies what does it?
I'd like to think this is only temporary.
Yeah.
I will tell you the one thing that bugs me is the way themes look.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you're tying right into my stories. You're doing a great job. I mean, they promised us that old themes would work and they'd look great.
Looking great is...
It varies from theme to theme. And here's what I found. The themes I tended to buy before were the ones that formatted themselves well for the old dashboard,
right,
where the tops and bottoms were cropped a bit with different colors so the buttons were visible.
Right, which was good. But
and those themes look crappy. The themes that were poorly designed are the ones that end up looking good
right,
now.
Right, those themes were just pictures.
Pictures.
But so, yeah. I'll tell you what. I think it was very disingenuous of them to still be selling these themes for the past couple of weeks when they knew they were going to be worthless, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's that ridiculous to kind of demand some money back here.
Well, here's what's ridiculous, and this upsets me. So they unveiled the premium themes, which is cool in concept. They're themes designed to more fit the aesthetic of the NXE, and plus in your friends list, as you're looking at like all the avatars, the junk behind them, also is part of the theme.
That's cool.
So like the Halo theme, you'll have one guy singing in front of a warthog, another guy by a weapons cache, things like that. They're over $3.
It's
just stupid. So not only is the price a problem, but there's no way to preview it before you buy it. If I'm going to spend $3 on a theme that's a purely visual thing,
yeah,
I want to know what it looks like. Especially, like, there's, like, three different ones for Gears. Well, how do I know which is which?
That's...
The only way right now to see what they look like is to go on a thread on NeoGAF
that people
have compiled.
It's
thanks,
ridiculous.
Microsoft.
Like, there's got to be a preview for that. And, like, they really should reimburse people for past themes right now. It's ridiculous.
The plus side, though, is now because of the fact that... I mean, there's still multiple images to the themes, but there's really just one predominant image. Making your own picture to use as your theme is a lot more viable and looks really good now. Like, I actually have, like, a Halo 3 screenshot on my computer. I'll show it to you later. That I just thought looked cool, and it was a kind of a top-heavy picture. So I made that my background, and it looks fantastic.
You know, did you bring your Xbox home?
No, just my hard drive.
You probably should just brought your Xbox home.
I thought about it, but I didn't feel like disconnecting everything. I don't foresee us using three Xboxes at once in the next week.
I guess.
Ugh.
And I like basically everything, but I'm upset about the way they're handling themes.
Yeah, the theme thing
is dumb. We've been paying money for this all along, and now they're just not worth anything.
No, I mean, they work.
Okay, they work. Yeah, sure. I mean, come on, AJ. Not even half of them are visible. Like, more than half of the image is just gone.
Yeah.
Plus, they're cropped to look for the... It's just... No, it's bad. They're basically worthless.
Mm. Well, another thing, I don't know, have you installed a game to the hard drive yet?
No.
I did it with Fallout, and then I swapped it out for Gears just to try it. I like that a lot.
That's good.
I was always one of those people who was like, oh, the Xbox isn't that loud. But when you start playing a game with it off the hard drive and there's no noise anymore, you're like, oh, it's so quiet.
See, I don't think I definitely do not have enough space to do that right now.
Yeah, I had to get rid of some stuff just for the sake of trying it. I can only really have one game installed at a time. But there's an interesting thing I noticed before the NXT came out. People were doing like their little comparison charts of loading speeds, and Halo 3 speeds were significantly longer on the NXT. And Bungie actually then, after the NXT came out, explained to everyone why they should not install Halo 3. And it kind of makes sense when you understand the technical part, which I'll go through quickly. Basically, every time you play a multiplayer map in Halo 3, it installs that map to like the scratch disk part of the hard drive that's set aside for games to use as like a place to dump data. And that's like why if you play Halo a lot, those maps load quickly, but if you play some stuff in between, the next time you load it, that first time, it'll take a while. And so what happens is, since the game's running off the hard drive, it has no way of knowing that because it's not coded for it. So it's trying to install the map from the hard drive to the hard drive. And because it can't read and write at the same time, it has to kind of jump back and forth between the two tasks, and so it ends up taking longer. So that's the reason for it.
All right. Thank you, Professor Edge Guy.
You're welcome. Otherwise, as far as the NXT goes, I like the organization of it. I think it's easier to see things at a glance. I like the way the guide button works now, where it's basically like the old format.
Yeah, it seems a little, it's not quite as easy to get to, like, I don't know. See, the one thing I miss is, like, before, there's kind of that big picture of your avatar, and you click that, and that took you to a lot of things. I guess now they're just right there. Yeah,
right
I know
there.
It's still there. It's just, I'm just not used to it. I just can't do something.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you still got to learn it around. But as I've been playing with it for the last week, I've figured out where all the things I typically need to get to are, and I really like it.
Okay. Well, that's good. Let's move on.
Okay. Guitar Hero Arcade is coming.
Oh, finally, a guitar game in arcades.
Well, you know who's making it?
Not Konami.
Oh, yes, Konami.
Amusing.
Yes.
Is it just Guitar Freaks?
No, it's Guitar Hero 3.
Oh, okay.
With the guitars that kind of look as, like, if you look at them just flat head on, they look like the Guitar Hero World Tour guitars, but they kind of have a body shape similar to the Guitar Freak guitars because it's more rugged for an arcade, I guess. Like I said, it's basically
Guitar Freak guitars are heavy.
I know. It's basically Guitar Hero 3, but they said, you know, I think it can download more songs as well.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like, that's kind of amusing.
We won't see this anymore. The American arcade is dead anyways, so
right.
Whatever they want to try.
Google Lively is shutting down. Do you know about Google Lively?
Only from the stories I've read about shutting down.
It was basically, it came out in July. It was Google's attempt at a second life sort of setting.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay. I noodled with it, but what's interesting now is just to read on the web all the people who are saying this is proof that home's going to fail. Because saying either people don't care about the whole virtual world thing, or if they do, they're just going to do Second Life anyway. So,
well,
what do you think of that?
No, I think home's a kind of a different thing. I mean, you're going to have PlayStation users immediately kind of be interested in it. It's going to, I haven't heard about Lively until I found out it was shutting down for one thing. They weren't getting this out there that much. I'm kind of surprised they're abandoning it already. It's been 6 months.
Right.
They weren't in it for six months. I think Sony's got more invested in home.
True.
I think it'll be a different product.
Speaking of home, I didn't write this down, but I remember the story. They kind of unveiled the map, of where the beta's going with that. As of yesterday, they supposedly sent out a bunch more closed beta invites, which is going to lead the way to the undisclosed open beta at long last.
I wonder if I got an invite.
I think it might have been that whole thing with Core. Subscribers to that.
Yeah, right.
Still, how long has this taken now? It's been over 2 years, right?
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Whatever.
It's hard to get excited.
Also, Sony has finally, apparently, we'll see, promised more PS1 games to the PlayStation Network store shortly. This comes from Patrick Klepek at MTV Multiplayer. He was interviewing John Kohler, who's the head of marketing at SCEA, and he realized he meant to ask this and forgot, so he did a follow-up email, to which Kohler responded, Yes, we are working on further PS1 additions to the PS Store and should see those launch shortly. Thanks, I guess. Let's go. I was looking at Wikipedia to see the list of PS1 games, and it's just like the list of the games, and there's the three columns for their Japanese release, US release, and European release.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous how many more there are in Japan.
Right.
It's not even close. I don't get it at all. You have anything to
I got
say?
Nothing okay. to add. I mean, if you're waiting for comment, I was waiting. You just move on.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So have you seen the Bike Hero clip?
Yes, I did.
It's fake.
Yeah, dang it.
I know. I was kind of upset. So yeah, for those of you who haven't seen it, there's this video on YouTube. It's really cool. It's like, it looks like it's a bunch of kids who like laid out a bunch of the Guitar Hero colored dots in the ground to, Prisoners of Something, one of the songs in World Tour. And he has this bar on his bike and he's like driving along like the bar on his bike is the bar where the notes hit in the game and he's driving through. And when he hits star power, he drives through some black lights and his friends shoot confetti at him and stuff. Yeah, it's all fake. But what I find insulting about the whole thing is basically they said, oh yeah, we expected everyone to figure this out. We thought it'd be fun. I don't know, it just feels like lying to me. Cause when you go on the video on YouTube, it says it's like made by some kids in Kentucky. And they're like, this took us so many tries, but we finally got it. And we hope you guys like it. It was like made in LA or something. Yeah.
It still looks cool. Give him some credit.
Yeah,
I guess.
It is neat. I just wish it was honest about it. Sony is making trophies mandatory in January.
Remember All I Want for Christmas is a PSP?
Oh God.
That was a PR nightmare.
Yeah. I'll repeat it. Sony's making trophies mandatory in January at long last. From what I understand, from what people around the industry have said, the reason why they haven't done this sooner is if they had like implemented it right away when trophies came out, it basically would have delayed all of their holiday cross-platform releases like to be a week or two later than the Xbox versions, and they really just couldn't afford that. Like, could you imagine like if Fallout and what else? And like Call of Duty World at War and everything came out a week later on the PlayStation.
And dang.
If you had both systems, you're just going to get the 360 version.
Yeah.
So that's apparently going to be fixed. Eidos is trying to kind of censor bad Tomb Raider Underworld scores. Oddly enough, this came out of GameSpot UK. Basically, they're saying to magazine and websites, if you gave the game lower than an 8 out of 10, could you not tell anybody that for a week?
I've heard of this before.
But like, you know, the cat's out of the bag, and then they just admitted it. They're like, yeah, we told them that. We don't want to hurt our sales. It's like, oh, that's cute.
Now, this happens all the time, though, from what I understand. I think back when Dan Shu was doing his kind of blog about the industry, he was talking about this kind of thing going on a lot.
Oh, he still has it. He and Crispin Boyer. That's the Sore Thumbs blog. It's entertaining. I subscribe to it. Where are we?
Tabula Rasa.
Tabula Rasa is kaput.
Dang.
After Richard Garriott left, apparently they regrettably fired most of the team on the game, and the game itself will die February 20th.
When did that come out?
Like a year ago.
Yeah, dang it.
It will be free from January
9th. Though, right?
Yeah.
So, hey.
Yeah. And the last bit of sad, upsetting news. Ziff Davis just shut down their long-running PC magazine. It was kind of their flagship publication for 27 years. And in the story at the New York Times, here's this excerpt. Mr. Young said the company was considering taking its other print magazine, the video game publication Electronic Gaming Monthly, into an online-only format, but would not make a decision before the end of the year. I don't want EGM to die. It's going to. I know
the writing's on the wall.
Yeah, it's been that way for a long time. So, I mean, fortunately, I think they've been kind of preparing for this. I mean, so much of it is on 1UP.com right now anyway.
EGM's been around for a while. That's
20 years.
I mean, God, how long have we had it? It's just kind of a staple.
I know. Actually, when we were cleaning the basement last week, I found the limited edition Final Fantasy X cover that they did.
I found a Final Fantasy IX cover.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. It'll be weird.
Well, and then as our friend, Rock God said to me on Twitter today, I posted this link on my Twitter feed and I was like, no, please no. And he pointed out that the editor-in-chief of the magazine, James Milkey, is on a long vacation in Paris with his now fiance. And he said to me, when was the last time a Ziff employee took a long vacation in Europe? Oh, yeah, Jeff Green, a month before GFW closed.
I like how in the newest EGM, there's like the part where they're talking, like, talking about GFW, and they're like, the one, there's like a, like letters, and one guy's like, what happened to GFW? And he's like, oh, you haven't heard, we put it online now. I'm like, okay, stop saying that, like, GFW is some sort of online magazine.
I think they've kind of given up on that. They do the letters and stuff in advance, and in recent weeks, they kind of acknowledge that's not really happening.
Yeah, please. But I think this is coming.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, fortunately, like I said, I think they're positioned such that if this does happen, like, I don't see anyone losing their jobs. I mean, I guess
some people will be losing their jobs.
Well, the magazine layout people, I guess.
There'll be people in editorial going to lose their jobs too. Yeah.
Maybe enough stuff online.
There's not that much stuff online.
No, I hope they don't.
I mean, they don't need that many. But some people are going to lose their jobs. I mean, it's sad. I mean, one of the problems, the big game magazine right now is Game Informer. Because I guess they get so many people at GameStop.
Yeah,
like,
that's how they do it.
Get our card, get a subscription. Yeah, Game Informer is kind of owning all this. I find it a little upsetting that, like, GamePro will go on.
Oh, that's like the worst one.
Yeah. GamePro, God. Oh, well. So it's sad. We'll move on now.
Yeah. Let's go to the best
something,
ever.
Yeah, something more jubilant. Jubilant. That's a weird word.
Jubilation?
Sounds like a dessert.
Jubilee, the X-Men girl.
She was the fireworks. She was like the worst one.
Yeah, she was boring.
she was pretty lame. Never saw her in any of the movies and no one cared. She's very prominent in the cartoon show that we watched.
Yeah, she was.
For whatever reason.
They needed the plucky young teenage girl, I think, to attract audiences.
Well, they just turned Rogue into that. Or is it Rogue or Rouge?
Rogue.
I never know.
It's Rogue.
They're pronounced the same.
Spelled the same. I mean, they're pronounced differently.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, moving
best
on.
Best video game sequel with the number 3 in it.
Yes.
What, I want to hear you offer one first.
Oh, well, let's be recent. We got Fallout 3.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. I love Fallout 3.
I love it, too.
I don't even like it. I mean, I like... No, I like Fallout 1 pretty well, actually. Just...
The problem is, we're trying to play them now out of the time they came out, and it seems very archaic to us. But I bet at the time, when you look at what that game offers, the first two, well, it was probably like, oh.
For me, it just fell into some of the Western RPG trappings that I hate, where things just get way too hard. The stats just kind of baffle me.
Right.
Like, I just come across enemies I just cannot beat, even though I feel like I'm the level I need to be and stuff like that. But I did not have that problem in Fallout 3.
Right.
Has there really been any of the 3 games this year?
This year? Really. No, we've been kind of low on the trequels.
Well, let's go back then.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is a fantastic one.
That's a phenomenal game.
Yeah. Although, the best way is Sonic 3 plus Sonic & Knuckles, which does not count.
No.
Just only Sonic 3.
But still, Sonic 3 was great. You had the shields had cool variety in that game.
Very good level design. The Genesis ones is the least linear level design. There's a lot of, like, up and down.
Yeah.
But especially in that first zone. What was that zone called?
Angel Island.
Thank you. Angel Island zone. How about in the first game?
Green Hill.
And in the second game? Something Emerald. It's just
Emerald Hill zone? Yeah, Emerald Hill zone. There you go.
All right.
Yes.
We got this.
Now, you know what I didn't realize?
City Escape was the name of the first level in Sonic Adventure 2.
I didn't realize this, but Sonic 2 and 3 were made by the Sega Technical Institute or something? The guys who were making Sonic Extreme. Yeah, so Sonic Team didn't even make Sonic 2 and 3.
Right.
Which were probably the two best Sonic games.
Well, Sonic Team didn't really become sort of a big name until, like, that...
Phantasy Star.
Yeah, that was like, they started throwing that
Knights,
name around.
I guess, too.
Yeah, in the Saturn Dreamcast era was like, oh, it's a Sonic Team.
They didn't even make any
Sonic
games.
Yeah, back
when
they weren't even making Sonic games. It was just a way to be like, you like Sonic? You like these games. That's what they're going for there.
Yeah, I think it was more of a marketing move.
Anyways, back to what... Okay, so let's go back further. Mario 3.
Mario 3.
Which most people swear by as their favorite Mario. I've gone on record as saying Mario World is better.
And you've convinced me.
I have convinced
you. You've switched me over.
I like Mario World. But Mario 3, yeah, definitely is very good. It's a very long Mario game. Mega Man 3 is my favorite Mega Man.
Yes.
Mega Man 3 is great. Right now it's my favorite video game soundtrack.
Yes.
Mega Man 3 is just so good. Fantastic Robot Master Snake Man. I mean, come on, Snake Man. Then you get to the end and it's just like, oh, you gotta fight all the bosses from Mega Man 2 again. No! Oh, I love that one.
It is a good game.
And then at the end, The only way to beat Dr. Wily is by using the topspin.
Which was like the most useless weapon the whole game through.
Any Mega Man game ever, and it's the only way you can beat Dr. Wily.
Quick aside, did you see that Mega Man movie trailer?
I did see it.
That guy who plays Dr. Light is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's your typical fan-made video game trailer.
Right.
It's like kind of cool, but like kind of very not. Yeah. You know.
Right. What else is a three game?
There's lots of three games.
I'm just trying to think through good ones. There's Streets of Rage 3, Final Fantasy 3.
Streets of Rage 3 was pretty good.
It was. I like 2 better, though.
Yeah. Well, which one had...
Fantasy Star 3 is supposed to be awful.
Yes, that is true. Final Fantasy 3 is my least favorite Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're going to say 3 is 6, which is the muckety-muck thing.
Yeah, we can't do that, though. I'd love to, and if that was the case, that might be the winner here. Mm-hmm. But Final Fantasy 3 US is Final Fantasy 6.
Yes.
We have to stick with that. But so many games, when they get the 3, they start switching the subtitles.
They don't use the numbers
anymore.
There's a Crash
Bandicoot 3.
It's like people are catching on that there's too many of these.
Yeah, they have. There's Halo 3. That's a big one.
Actually, yeah, I didn't think of that. I liked Halo 3 a lot, actually.
I've never been a fan of many of the Halos, so.
Right.
I don't have much to say about that one.
Any others jumping to mind?
I feel like there definitely should be more here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
like you said, the tricky thing is that, like Curse Monkey Island, but that didn't have a 3 in it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the stipulation we're going with here. If it was just the third game in a series, we'd have a lot more to talk about.
Right.
I mean, you'd have Super Metroid, which would be huge on the list, but, you know, as it is, that is not in Link to the Passwords,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of Zelda 3. It is Zelda 3.
Yeah, but it's not.
Zelda 2 was actually just Zelda 2, wasn't it? That's kind of weird.
Link's Awakening? Yeah.
Yeah, not Link's Awakening. It's the game, but Link's Adventure.
Link's Adventure, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that it wasn't even Legend of Zelda 2, it was just Zelda 2.
Yeah.
Strange business going on there. There was Sonic Adventure 2, I guess.
Warcraft 3.
Very good point. So we talked about Warcraft 2 before.
Yeah.
Warcraft 3 was... It was an RTS that I enjoyed a lot, actually.
Yeah, well, that was the one that... Before me and my friends all started college, when it came out, everyone got like their college laptops. And somehow, after 4 years of me trying to get them to play video games, they all liked this one magically. Like guys who never played games were playing Warcraft 3. So we had like huge 8-man LAN parties in my bedroom of Warcraft 3. It was great.
It had 4 races that were well balanced. Mm-hmm. I find it kind of weird that StarCraft 2 is coming out. It's going to have 3 races after like Warcraft 3 had 4.
Right.
We have Diablo 3 coming up, which I guess we can't, you know, comment on.
Yeah. Future winner, possibly.
Yeah, you know, we are obviously very excited for that one.
Yes.
But I just feel like, I don't know, maybe that's it. Maybe there just aren't that many that get there.
Yeah.
Well, how about you? What's your favorite?
I would say Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Okay. Is that your favorite Sonic game?
My favorite Sonic game is that locked on with Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah, I'd probably
agree. With Sonic CD in a very close second.
Yeah, that's how I feel. My favorite, though, for this one is Mega Man 3. I figured you'd say that. Yeah, I love that, Mega Man. Such a good one.
All right, I've got an answer or die.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 7 seconds on this one.
Why?
Because you might have to think a little harder.
7? I'm supposed to have 10. Oh, no, I'm not.
You get 5. That's usually. Right. So right, I'm giving you 2 extra seconds.
That's not going to help at all.
What is your favorite video game spin-off product? Like a product based on a video game that's not a video game? Go. 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
King of Kong.
I'll count that.
Okay.
Like Winston ready to go. I would have accepted Pokemon cards.
Okay, see, man, if I thought Pokemon, mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's some board games you could have picked.
I was just like, movies. They all suck! Oh god! Scared me for a second there. Okay.
That was you're like King of Kong.
Oh god, King of Kong. I was like for a little bit. I had it. I'm like, what's the name? Crap. Okay, but I got it in the long run.
Okay. So let's get to our week in gaming.
Yes,
it's been a good one.
Has it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a great week. I don't know about you.
You go ahead.
Okay. Well, let's start off with Left 4 Dead.
Oh, right.
Which
I don't own yet.
Oh,
see, that's the thing. I'm not buying many games right now because my birthday's coming
up. Yeah. So the night it came out, it did like the whole midnight unlocked on Steam. So I went in there with three of my friends.
Right.
And we started playing through the hospital level, which was the start of the demo.
Is that the first level?
There is no first level. You just pick which one you want to play.
Really?
There's four.
It's just four?
Yeah, like, they're all standalone things. So there's no, it's like four movies.
Is there much of a story to all this?
There's like the story of the world and how everything went to shit. But like, okay. Yeah, you're still the same four people trying to escape.
Okay.
In different scenarios. So we're playing through the level, and we're on the top floors of the hospital, which is still under construction, so there's no walls. And there's the one character, boss, in fact, I think I talked about before, the witch.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things the witch does when it goes kind of nuts is it'll shove you, and when you get shoved, it actually pulls the camera out of your perspective, and you see your guy getting knocked backwards. Well, I'm playing with my friends Bully, Iscariot, and Serwin. There's a witch.
Those are their first names or last names?
It's Bully's last name.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah,
that's actually his last name?
Yeah. So, this witch is right in the way of where we need to go. So we can't get around it. We need to fight it. So I go, okay, I'm going to aim at the head. I'll fire the first shot, and then we just unload on the damn thing. They're like, okay. So because I shoot at it first, it comes running right at me, shoves me, and I see my guy going towards the edge. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to fall off and die. Well, no, he actually grabs onto the edge and is dangling there, and it's like waiting for your teammate to pick you up. And I'm like, shit, shit, Bully, 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 help me, Bully, Bully. He's like, what? Shit, shit, hang on. And that is what this game does better than any game I've ever played. The so-called water cooler moments that every game wants
water
to get.
Moments?
Yeah, you never heard that phrase?
Water cooler, I usually think of little chit-chat.
Well, yeah, it's the stuff you talk about, the stories that come out of the game,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
That's all this game is. You're just telling all these cool stories of what happened to you while you were playing it. And it's like, stuff like that happens left and right in this game. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. It is the only game where I've literally been afraid to move on because you know something's coming.
I wish, you know? I owned it.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Someday.
We also played, Iscariot and I played the versus mode, and that's fantastic. You get eight people. Two teams. And you go through each chapter of the movie, and you take turns in each chapter. So you'll play the first chapter as the infected, and then after the round's over, you then play it as the humans. And the AI director, when you're the infected, decides which one you will be, the boomer, hunter, smoker, and once per level, someone gets to be the tank.
Oh, right, that big thing.
And so once it's picked which one you're going to be, you spawn as this kind of ghost right on top of the survivors. You then have to run off to somewhere that's both far enough away and out of sight to spawn in, and then you go get them. And, you know, you got to, like, work with your teammates to set traps and stuff. Some of my favorite things we did, like, I would, like, tie someone up as the smoker, and then you have someone vomit on him while he's tied up. And because he's so surrounded, people can't get to him. Shit like that.
Cool stuff.
A lot of fun. Being the tank is a blast because you're just massive and kill everything.
Right. That sounds good. I definitely want that eventually.
Yep.
Hopefully soon.
How about you?
Been playing a lot of Warcraft, actually. Surprisingly. But
we're finally in Outland. We caught up to the last expansion.
Yes. I am level 64.
I am 61.
Halfway to 65. Actually, what I was doing today was I was kind of feeling like I want to when you had the Depth Knight, they give you a lot of like, they're pretty liberal with the proficiencies they give you. Like, you know, two-handed swords, two-handed axes, mm-hmm. pole arms. And I really wanted two-handed maces. So okay. I kind of spent all day training in that and getting caught up with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the auction house. I got a little something that's decent for what I'm going to have. But there's this really cool weapon that basically looks like that kind of two-handed shard thing that the Draenei is carrying in the opening.
Really? You got one of those?
I bid on one. There's enough of them that, and I can't afford one eventually. At level 58, I can get one of those. I'm basically working towards that.
That's cool.
Yeah, because that's kind of just what I wanted to do.
The Death Knight is so powerful.
I know.
I mean, I'm 61. I've been fighting level 62, 63 mobs. They don't scratch me. I soloed a 62 elite.
Yeah, you can just
at 60.
It's kind of almost ridiculous. I mean, God, this is so much easier than Oz my Hunter. I mean, you just go at him.
You're Frostspect, right?
Yeah.
So sweet. What does that do for you?
Well, I can get criticals a lot, which is an important thing. I have one spell that just... My next spell is a critical. So, and I have one really good area of kind of like an area effect spell. it just seems to be straight up damage dealing for me. Mm-hmm. A lot of that, and like I said, I get criticals often.
Well, I blood spec mine, which is basically the you will never have less than 98% of your health spec.
Jeez. Are you, so are you more tanky then?
Yeah, like I could cast a mark on a villain, on a mob. So that 4% of my maximum health is given back to me every time they hit me.
Oh god.
I've got another like ability for every disease on the target, I get health back. And then the bottom talent you get, the level 60 talent, spawns a sword, a copy of my sword that floats there and does whatever I do. I mean, literally, any ability I have, this sword will do. So it like doubles the number of diseases I have on targets, doubles the healing I get back, doubles the damage I do. It's like having two of me.
Right.
For 20 seconds.
Just some of these Outland places, they look really cool.
Oh, Outland is sweet. I'm so happy to be there.
Zangra Marsh, which is kind of like the second
place. Oh, I heard that place is awesome.
It looks really cool. I'm in a new place now, I forget what it's called, but it's
all Terrakar cool. Forest?
Yeah, I think. Maybe. No, Terrakar Forest is in Zangra Marsh.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to remember names.
I think. I don't know why you know these names. You
just heard I about a legendary thread all the time.
Okay, right. But it's all cool stuff, and I'm having fun. Hopefully, yeah. I'll get my... Now, here's a question. Now, mm-hmm. You get your flying mount at level 70.
Right.
But you get a different flying mount in Outland.
No, you have to get, like... I don't know how they ended up justifying it, but like I think at, like, 68, you learn something or other that lets you now have your flying mount Northrend.
At 78, you mean?
Yeah.
So I'll buy my flying mount. And then go to Northrend and not be able to use it.
I think you could still ride them on foot.
Oh, yeah, I think you're actually right.
Okay. They're fast on land, too.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get mine at 70 and fly around for a while. Mm-hmm. Probably stop playing the game for a year like I did when I got my
right,
mount.
Right,
But that's... Yeah, I've been warcrafting it up. Mm-hmm. Besides that, I don't know. Chris, I haven't played much of Gears because Chris has been playing that with
everybody. Well, I just got it.
They've been doing Horde mode a lot, which they have a lot of fun with.
Yeah, I just played Wingman yesterday. I just got the game, and that's all I've done so far, where it's like five teams of two, and I play with a friend of ours. And that was really fun. I liked it.
That sounds cool.
There's a lot of cool things this game I like. Like, you could take grenades and stick them in the wall to be proximity mines.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Some of the new weapons are a lot of fun.
You got to play through the campaign because I really
like it. Yeah, we'll do that this week.
Oh yeah, that's right. I'm here.
We have two boxes,
I
and
I can play as Dom. Oh sweet.
Yeah, you'll get your Dom achievements. We'll play it on two boxes when the school.
I gotta get ready for this. Some point, me and PJ go through it on insane mode. He was just trying to do it by himself. We heard him because we were in the
yeah,
party.
Yeah, he was just cursing at me when yeah he was doing that.
He was
too.
Just not happy.
He was not having fun.
No, he was upset.
I mean, it's designed to be played by two people in that difficulty. You have to.
Yeah. No, he went through insane by himself.
And two?
And one.
And oh,
one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean in two.
And two? Okay.
Yeah, I think they've said as much.
Right, okay.
Let's see. I played, shoot, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Mirror's Edge. Did I talk about that yet?
Oh, that's right. You rent, did you still have that?
Yes, I brought that with me
okay,
too.
Okay, good. Well, I almost don't want to play when you bring it because, like, I kind of want to own it.
Yeah, I think... Well,
and I don't want to start it because I know it's not that long.
Well, they announced that when the PC version comes in January, it's going to use the physics acceleration that's now on all the NVIDIA cards. So I almost feel like I'd rather just end up buying that one if I do buy it. But I'm halfway through the game right now.
Are you as enamored with it as you were with the demo?
Yes and no. The levels,
no.
The levels that play like the demo where you're on rooftops and being chased mm-hmm. are awesome. But then it's like they try to do these like claustrophobic interiors where there's a ton of bad guys around, and it's just the game does not support that. The combat in the game's awful. And like the problem is enemies are too powerful, you're too weak, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense, I guess. But like they force you into situations where you have to fight. Like Merc, who's like the guy on the radio, is like, oh, there's blues up ahead, get ready to fight. When he says that, I'm like, no. Because that means it's going to take me 8 tries, the game's going to come crashing to a halt. I don't want to do it.
You also played that live arcade game that kind of supports Avid.
Oh, yeah. Kingdom for Keflings. I bought that.
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah, I bought it. I okay. like it a lot. It's just, it's one of those, it's like The Sims. It's a kind of nice, fun, relaxing game where you're building these cities. It's got a cool aesthetic. It's fun to use your avatar. And it's actually, there's some strategy to it. I really like it. It's fun.
All right, then. I won't begrudge you.
Now, this is an odd one. I played the demo for the new Naruto game on 360, Broken Bond.
Okay.
It's actually really good.
What is it?
It's a combination platformer and fighting game. Like, there's kind of two distinct parts to it.
Sounds like that really bad Dragon Ball Z game that came out a few years ago.
I wouldn't know. I don't know, but try this demo. I enjoyed it. It was actually pretty cool.
There's a demo for that one fighting game on the PS2 that was very good, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Ninja Storm or something.
Yeah, they're both different games. And I like this a lot.
I don't know. I haven't seen a single episode of Naruto.
I don't know what's going on in the game, but it was kind of neat. Also, with the NXE came the community games. I played a bunch of those.
Oh.
I'm just going to list some good ones that people should check out. Colosseum, which basically takes the right stick fighting mechanic of Too Human, but since it's a $10 game with a low scale and scope, it works.
Right. Too Human, everyone forgot about that one, huh?
That has a two in it. Did we say that last week?
Where's Too Human 2?
Anyway.
They failed.
The best one I've played is Weapon of Choice, which is made by a former Insomniac employee. Basically think Contra on crack. It's awesome.
Okay.
I'm probably going to end up buying that one. It's $5. Phenomenal. There's a really cool, relaxing kind of puzzle game called Blow. We are positioning fans to get bubbles through a maze, kind of. Very cool aesthetic to the game. Great music in it.
Like Lemmings?
Almost. No. I'll show it to you.
I hit my microphone there. I apologize for the bad sound that probably came.
There is Galaxy Email, which I could best describe as a cross between old school Gauntlet, like it has like 8-bit graphics with the controls of Galaxy or Geometry Wars. Really cool. Works well. R-Tune. Kind of like a game where you're a bouncing ball. It's kind of like Hubert almost.
Okay.
Also really good. And I feel like there's one more I'm forgetting. Being. 2D platformer, kind of simple, but
is that
again,
the one I saw you
yes,
play. Okay.
I like that one too. So, and I mean, there's new games for this every day.
How much all these cost?
Either $2.50, $5, or $10, depending on the game.
Okay.
And I mean, they all have trials, time limited trials. You can play them. It's really cool. I mean, Little Big Planet. People are like, oh, the level creator, anyone can make this. Blah blah blah. Like, Weapon of Choice is an actual game that one guy made and is really good. And stuff like that is like, what's going
to
come.
I want to compare. I mean, this
yeah,
to
that might be
Little Big Planet.
I know. Well, that's what people are doing.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, check those out.
You violate IPs in this?
Ew. Ew. Well, it's also,
you know what I don't understand? You see this Cooking Mama?
Oh God! The PETA thing.
PETA did this thing. They did something like this before. Which
Cooking
was,
Mama. Mama kills animals.
Right. They did something before though. It was like with Mario Brothers about Kentucky Fried Chicken, but never said it was Mario Brothers. It just was. But this, it says Cooking Mama.
Yeah. Now, it's blatant IP infringement. Right. They could probably get sued for this.
But are they? I mean, I don't understand how they can just do
it. Well, did you see Majesco's responses? They were kind of funny about it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what the heck? This is okay, but we can't, like, make a, you know, God of War level in Little Big Planet.
Right.
I just don't understand still.
But do you understand how the policing and the community games works?
Wait, I have a feeling I'm about to know.
That's right. Well, now, if you're a member of the Creators Club, which is like the, you know, people make games, they self-police each other.
Okay.
You have to get approved by enough people in there to get the game on the service.
Excuse me, I was yawning. Not because you bored me horrendously, uh-huh. Just because, you know, it uh-huh. happens. All right.
See, did I play anything else this week? I played a lot of games.
Yeah,
I'm
you
just
did.
Trying to make
I think
sure
you played enough.
If we're good.
We're good.
We're good.
We're good. There'll be more games to talk about next week.
Yes.
Something Leap came out for
PS2
Wii
and Wii. The 360 got pushed back a week, PS3 2 weeks.
You won't believe this. The reviews I've read,
mm-hmm.
They said that the running parts are okay and that the werehog parts are terrible.
That's
amazing.
I totally didn't say that a year ago.
I cannot believe this. Who would have thought?
I know,
Who
right?
Who would have thought that turning Sonic into a
werehog?
Werehog. Where it turns the game into a slow beat-em-up. Who would have thought that was a bad idea? God, I hate these people.
Why do they do this?
What are they thinking?
I just want a Sonic game.
No, never. Well, never. No, never going
to
happen.
I watched some videos of Sonic Extreme, which apparently the guy who was in charge of that is trying to finish it for the PC.
No.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
It's like that weird fishbowl kind
of
thing.
Yeah. It looked more like a Sonic game than any of this shit.
Fair enough. Oh, God.
It's the guy who made Sonic 2 and 3. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. Okay. Why don't you talk about the downloadable game releases?
Okay.
As exciting as it is.
On the Wii for the virtual console, we have Space Invaders, the original game for the
SNES. I like
how
they have the original game. Like, that's good.
Why would you pay $8 for the Super Nintendo version of Space Invaders? I don't know. Go play it on a freaking Flash browser.
Oh my God, Space Invaders.
Forgotten Worlds for the Genesis. I don't even know what this is. A one or two player side-scrolling shooter. Oh, okay. Another shooter's on the virtual console, everybody.
All right.
get your $8 out. On the WiiWare Strong Bag Episode 4, Danger-esque 3.
I like the name. I still.
Hey, that has a 3 in the title.
Yeah, and a 4. Very strange. I don't know where this qualifies. Man, I downloaded 2 a while ago. I haven't played it yet. Hopefully I'll catch up.
And there's Target Toss Pro Bags, which is basically cornhole.
Like, else is bags as if there'd be something else we'd be throwing.
The inevitable sequel, like, balls.
Yeah, I know.
Target Toss Pro. Darts.
Horseshoes. we can throw
a whole series.
We can throw all kinds of shit in this.
Target Toss Pro. Shit.
Yes, you're monkeys. You're throwing your poop at each other.
I'd buy that.
Oh, my God.
Xbox Live Arcade, Kingdom for Keflings. PlayStation Network has nothing. And GameTap has Grimm's Cinderella, Lionheart, which an action RPG from 2003 that uses Fallout's special system, coupled with Diablo-esque hack and slash. That sounds kind of interesting.
Is this good?
I think it's on Good Old Games, actually, too.
Interesting.
And Elements of Destruction, a kind of mad scientist game.
Well, you know, typically those aren't too bad. All right.
For reals.
For reals. We had Left 4 Dead come out for the 360 and PC this week.
Need
for Speed Undercover, which is kind of getting middling reviews.
It's coming out for everything.
Yeah. What PC, PSP, PS2, Wii, DS, 360.
And PS3.
And PS3.
I heard the problem is that...
Why is the PS3 version 5.5 points worse than the 360 version?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Excuse me. What I heard is, like, it kind of harkens back to Need for Speed Hot Pursuit with, like, the police chases. But, like, the cop AI, it's very rubber bandish, and, like, basically, there's no way to actually outrun them. You can be in the fastest car in the game, and they have, like, SUV cop cars, and they are faster than you.
Right.
And just run you off the road.
Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe 360 and PS2, which I still kind of want to play.
I watched the YouTube video of, like, all the fatalities. They range from merely okay to god-awful.
Okay, what about Joker's? How's the edited version of it?
All it is when he goes to pull out the second pistol, the camera pans away so you don't see the guy get shot. You just see him do the shooting.
That's still a pretty good
That's not bad. That's still good. But there's, like, another one, I forget what character it is, where it's basically the same thing. He pulls out the gun and shoots him from off-screen.
Okay.
But, like, some of them are just some of them are no more than the person just, like, snapping a guy's neck.
The teen rating was a stupid thing.
But there's still some clever ones. Like, Scorpion has kind of a cool one. In addition to his, like, just take off the mask and flame the guy. Where he, like, creates this lava pit beneath them and just pulls them into it.
Right.
That's kind of cool.
Remember how this was supposed to be, like, with, like, in Mortal Kombat Armageddon, it was like, we're gonna, like, restart everything. We're gonna kill off most of the characters. And they're like, but first we're gonna do this.
Yeah.
Kind of feel bad. I guess, Midway's, like...
screwed?
Well, they said that they're future con dependent on this game, and right now their stock is selling at, like, 25 cents.
Yeah, they're gonna get delisted, probably.
Yeah, they'll probably get delisted. They're not in a good way, which makes me wonder...
They need this game to succeed. So if you like Midway, I'd go buy this game.
I wonder who would pick
both
up...
Both of you.
If, let's say Midway goes under, I wonder who's gonna pick up the Mortal Kombat license.
Activision.
Yeah, funny.
Oh, they can milk it. They can exploit this.
Maybe. I don't know how much they can exploit it.
Mortal Kombat versus Marvel, coming 2010.
Oh. Very nice. DC versus Marvel, why not?
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and do that.
Get it out of the
Still,
way.
I want to try this game. It seems like the fighting might be interesting. Maybe. I don't know. It's got Batman in it. It's kind of cool.
I don't know.
For what?
I don't know. It's just saying, like, I don't know. It does. I think, that, I mean, that's... yes. Yeah, they're obvious here. It's got, I mean, crossover games are fun to me. I've always liked crossovers ever since the Flintstones meet the Jetsons.
Crossovers are great.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2, I mean.
What's your favorite crossover game?
Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Yeah, that was a good one. What were some other ones? It's kind of a mini best ever here, but.
Other crossovers.
This is kind of, we're freeforming
There's
it.
Sonic and Mario at the Olympic Games.
Dang it, that did not live up to the hype.
No.
Okay, wait a second, now Smash Brothers. Christ.
Smash Brothers?
that's obviously.
There's one.
A very important one.
There's that, what's that weird game that's out in Japan only? The one with,
Jump? Superstars?
No. The one where, like, Birdo is in it and you have to, like, find
Captain
a dildo.
Rainbow.
Yeah.
There was, they made, like, a Namco versus Capcom, like, RPG or something.
Oh, that's right.
I still don't know what that was about.
Yeah.
But it happened.
Yeah.
It happened.
It did happen.
Kingdom Hearts is kind
of
a crossover.
Yeah, that's a crossover.
That's a big crossover. That's why it's great. I guess Kingdom Hearts might be my favorite, actually. Kingdom Hearts 2.
Mm.
Anyways.
Moving on.
Tomb Raider Underworld, 360, PC, PS3, Wii, and DS. I don't see a rating here, so it must not have gone very good.
Maybe it wasn't. It's below an 8, and they're holding it. 7.8. Apparently, if you pre-order the PC version on Steam, you got Legends for free. Oh, yep. I played the demo.
Yeah, the demo did nothing for me.
Yeah, but apparently, like, I guess the basic gist I hear is the puzzle environments are fun, combat is shit, which has always been a problem with Tomb Raider.
What do they mean by puzzle environments? Like pushing those blocks?
Oh, no, yeah, it's not blocks anymore. It's all jumping puzzles and trying to find the ledges.
Like I said, I thought Uncharted did that better.
Mm-hmm.
Lips coming off the 360 October.
I'm cautiously optimistic about this experience.
It's weird.
Yeah, I know. Like the it seems like they're not pushing the fact that you can use any song you have in this game as hard as they could be. I just want to try it, but the thing is, you can't really rent it because you need the microphones.
Animal Crossing City Folk came out for the Wii. Apparently it's the same exact thing as the other Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I heard this is kind of worthless.
Last Remnant came out for 360.
I heard, according to Tycho on Penny Arcade, in the first 15 minutes of the game, he saw 10 loading screens. And he turned it off.
Really? He just gave up right
there? Yeah, and plus, it uses the Unreal 3 engine. You know how like the UE 3 engine always has that trouble where textures kind of pop in slowly?
Yeah.
This game has that bad.
Well, I still have some hope. We'll see what reviews say. Legendary comes out for the PC.
Yeah, that game's supposed to be awful.
Neverwinter Nights 2, Zorm of Zahir came out for the PC. I was not impressed when we tried Neverwinter Nights 2 recently.
Yeah, it was okay, but...
No.
Everyone's like, oh, we're going to play it online, and we never did.
This is false, because this is Sonic Unleashed came out for Wii, PS2, and 360.
No, it should just be Wii and PS2,
The 360 version got, like, delayed, like, last second or something. It was weird. Sean White Snowboarding for 360 and PS3.
I heard
it's got a 5.
Yeah, I heard it's kind of bad. I guess the big problem is, like, they don't tell you how to do any of the moves in the game.
How is this game getting any hype? Because it was.
Well, you heard what's really stupid is there's, like, the whole exclusive Target mountain that, A, you can only get by buying the game at Target, but it's $5 more expensive at Target, too. You're paying for a Target commercial.
Yeah.
But it has a loop.
Ooh.
Yeah. Is that worth $5 to you?
Might be. NCAA Basketball 09 for PS3 and 360.
See, those games, like, it does what Madden and NCAA Football used to do, where, like, it is last year's NBA Live.
Oh.
Yeah.
Live?
Yeah.
Oh, I get you.
Like, you know, they're a year behind with the college game. They haven't caught them up together yet.
Okay, I get you.
Yeah. And Naruto, The Broken Bone, which I talked about.
360. Yes. So all our bases are covered, and they are belong to us. When was the last time you heard that, huh?
A few weeks ago.
I'm bringing it back.
A few weeks ago, I heard it.
What? Where?
On Twitter, someone said it.
Well, dang it.
Actually, Barack Obama said it. He knew it.
No.
Yeah, someone said to him something like, all your bases are belong to us, and he just kind of leaned in and went, what you say?
No.
Yeah.
Is there a YouTube clip of this?
No, I don't know. I just read it. I think it was a print interview, but I just said best president ever.
That's pretty funny.
Did you also see where one of like Obama's top advisors or something is in like 2 World of Warcraft guilds?
No, I did not.
Yes.
Oh, I also found out that he's a Star Trek fan.
There you go.
Series.
There you go.
Apparently at one point in his career, he did the whole B thing and said, Bob.
Live long and prosper. Yeah. Nice.
Anyways, before we go to the 10th hour, I think this should be this part of the show where we talk about the new Star Trek trailer.
Why not? Since you brought it up. It's awesome.
Yes. I will say it was a little iffy at first with this whole Kirk kind of...
The young kid, Kirk on like, a motorcycle. Okay, whatever. Like,
but then like...
It got sweet.
Spock, this guy is Spock. I guess people know him from Heroes. And
yeah,
some,
yeah.
Some people are sitting there having a hard time picturing him. Spock is like, they're so used to him as this hero guy.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just perfect.
Yeah, he's going to be great.
Right. He sounds great and everything. Nimoy was in the thing.
Yeah, he plays Sarek.
I think that's what I thought, but people were telling me, oh no, he plays Spock in the future. I'm like, well, what is it?
Looked like he was Sarek to me, and that's
what I, and like, looked to me like he was huddled over a pregnant woman, a human woman.
Saying to, like, his young son that you will be different or whatever he says in the trailer.
I mean, although I don't know if that was his, I don't know if that was his voice or the narrative. It's hard to say.
Mm.
But, there's a shot of Spock where he's just teleporting down to a planet, which was my favorite shot.
It's so epic looking. It's like a great angle for the shot. He comes in like an action pose.
I mean, you get like rare glimpses at just all the other characters of Scotty.
Simon Pegg is going to be great in that movie.
And Carl Urban as McCoy.
Yeah. And then what's his name who plays Sulu?
I forget. You just kind of see
the kid from Harold and Kumar.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, that's who that is. And he was in the American Pie movies.
Okay. But, man, it's just, whew. It's weird seeing a Star Trek movie
with this much production value.
Yeah, it just looks so good.
It does. It's just very, yeah, it's very strange. I just hope this movie does well.
Cause there's that one scene where it's just them running down a hallway. And it was intensely exciting.
Yes, like, in a way that is
they looked like they needed to get somewhere, yeah. You know?
I mean, there's just like the ones who would like, they just get out of warp and they're in like a battle zone.
Oh yeah, just, yeah, that was like, sweet.
Jeez. It never looked, I mean, a typical Star Trek battle, the ships kind of cordially just stop in front of each other.
It's basically like a turn-based RPG.
It really is. They just kind of take turns shooting at each other.
We're waiting for our ATV bar to fill up, Captain.
Really, like, yeah, seriously. But, okay, this has nothing to do with video games, really, but, you know.
You can't decide you're familiar with Star Trek.
Yeah, you're a nerd. Podcast. You're listening to a video game podcast.
Well, what's next with your Gmail? You have, like, a background.
It's a theme. They have Gmail themes
now. How much did
now?
That cost you?
It was free.
Is that premium theme?
No. No? Wait, are we doing email or 10th hour?
Whoops, yeah, you're right.
You had it open.
Oh, well, yeah. Top 10 games of this generation. I don't think I've seen this yet.
Oh, wow. It just came out today.
All right. Oh, that's right. Kind of
yeah, strange. We're matched up with him now.
Okay, so Fenn has No More Heroes, which I haven't played.
I haven't, yet. And Chris has it. We should do that.
Yeah,
at some
I should
point.
Try that.
And it just the whole when I read about like the job making mini games where you're grabbing coconuts, that turns me off so much. I can't stand crap like that.
Nine is Little Big Planet. You know, that reminds me of Rare stuff like that.
Mm.
Anyways, Nine is Little Big Planet,
which I want to play a lot of this week. Haven't played it at
it's
all.
It's a fun game. Eight is Call of Duty 4. Yeah.
Very Wait, good. Does it say this year? Oh, this generation.
This generation.
Okay, I got confused.
Seven is Smash Bros. Brawl.
Uh-huh.
No arguments. Funny little picture here. Of like a Brawl RPG. Six is Grand Theft Auto 4, which I still... Grand Theft Auto was
oh,
still...
Oh, God, I didn't say this. Backtrack. They gave the details for the DLC.
Yeah, I saw that.
The Lost and Damned or something?
You play as, like, a guy from a biker game.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we know. It's coming in February.
Well, it's coming. Five is Bioshock. I love Bioshock. I don't know if there's a
game. Bioshock is great.
I don't know if there's a game from this generation I like more. Yet. I love Bioshock. 4 is Metal Gear Solid 4. Also mm-hmm. very good. 3 is Fallout 3. Good job. I love Fallout 3.
I do too.
I love it more than you do, apparently.
Apparently. It kind of shocks me to no end.
It does, doesn't it? 2 Super Mario Galaxy. Fantastic. I wonder what 1 is.
Wait.
Oh, I saw it. Portal.
Sorry, Portal. Yes. I'll agree to that.
Portal is fantastic.
Honorable mentions go to Gears, Dead Rising, Metroid 3, and Uncharted.
They're
a very good list.
Yeah, and because honorable mentions are definitely honorable mentions and not list worthy, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, so that was a good one.
Yes,
there.
I have not. I almost disagree with not. Well, I mean, I don't know much about No More Heroes.
Right.
Besides that, I disagree. And Grand Theft Auto 4, personally, not a huge fan. Yeah, I liked it okay. I played through like half of it.
Yeah.
So you know, good list.
Yes. Okay. So Zach Egolf sends us a very nice article. He said on Twitter when he finished Mirror's Edge and wanted to know if I wanted to know what he thought, and I said we do.
You said you do not speak for me. Maybe I have no interest in what he thought.
Well, I care, Zach.
Okay.
Anyway, here's what he has to say. Great show last week as always. I just finished up Mirror's Edge and wanted to comment on it and get your opinions as well. First off, kudos to DICE and the rest of the people behind the game for creating a unique experience. I don't think we've ever really gotten the chance to do some of the things in other games that we are able to do in Mirror's Edge. It truly made me feel like I was in Faith's shoes, running over rooftops, ducking and dodging and smashing through doors. However, maybe that's where my problem lies with this game. I got to feel like I was running, ducking, diving, smashing, and generally parkouring. I also felt like I got to experience another few things that Faith did a lot, namely falling and dying. Throughout this entire game, I play a chapter or two and then switch over to to Gears of War to work out my frustration on some locusts. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure a lot of it was my fault, but it makes a person wonder after dying 20 times in the same spot, is it really worth it? Even worse, eventually I just gave up on the whole free-flowing concept that the game advertised. Maybe it's just me, but tell me there weren't parts of the game that were just plain easier to get through if you picked up a gun and started mowing down cops. I can't count the number of times upon hearing, yet again, Faith, the blues are on your location, get ready for a fight, that I started to wonder if maybe the developers lost sight of where they were going. And as for the flowing part of that concept, the loading times took care of that. I'd get immersed in the situation, the music pumping in the background, me hitting all my jumps right, only be frozen by a brief loading screen. Well, not as bad as far as loading times go, even a split-second pause in the action was enough to snap me out of the moment. Now, this isn't to say I didn't enjoy the game. It certainly kept me coming back for more and wanting to finish it. I don't want to spoil anything, so I'll leave my thoughts on the story and ending for another time. In a world of FPSs, RTSs, and other S's, Mirror's Edge certainly has no competition in concept. However, my frustrations with the game eventually led me to turn it into just another subpar first-person shooter, and let's not kid ourselves, there are plenty of better ones on the market. I'm interested to hear what you guys thought in the game. I don't necessarily agree with all the bad reviews the game got. I think if you can get beyond the frustrating deaths and moments of insanity, Mirror's Edge is a good game. I haven't gotten to the time trial mode yet, and I hear that's the best part.
Let's weigh in on this. I mean, we talked about
it a little bit. It sounds like he agrees with
you. Yeah, he and I are very much on the same page with the game. So what's interesting about this game is kind of after Assassin's Creed, where everything was so automated, this game is not. Like, right. If you're off by a little bit, you will die. Mm-hmm. And a lot. So I could see, like, I just think we're not used to that anymore. Kind of like Mega Man 9 kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I do want to finish it eventually. And I did try some of the time trial modes just to do it. And that is a lot of fun. Like, they took, like, that training ground from the first the demo. Mm-hmm. But there's different routes they have you take through it that I didn't even know were there.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, it's neat. That's probably is the best part of the game, really. So my question this week is the following. Considering that Mirror's Edge is rumored, maybe more, you guys know better than I, a trilogy, and taking in the fact that DICE will most definitely improve upon the sequel, do you see Mirror's Edge changing anything within the game industry?
I think it's not so much Mirror's Edge that is changing the industry, but almost EA's new position on original IPs.
Yeah, but like I refer back to that Penny Arcade comic a few weeks ago, where it's like, they finally start making new IP and interesting games, and like they lay off massive amounts of employees.
Well, okay. I mean, everyone's taking a hit right now on the economy. Hopefully, they'll be fine. And you know, they are making new IPs here. I mean, I don't know if this is going to shake up the industry a lot. I mean, the biggest thing to happen in the industry lately, let's be honest, is Guitar Hero and mm-hmm. the kind of what yeah. we're seeing there.
Let's see. He keeps going. Does Mirror's Edge have the potential to open up possibilities of new concepts in gaming? Or is this just going to be the way of every different game that comes before it?
That's kind of, I mean, I think my...
Like, I think the game may create a awareness among FPS developers to create more of a sense of self in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Brothers in Arms kind of tried to do this, but not as well. What this game does so well is the camera, usually it feels like it's in your chest. Why can't I talk? In your chest in these games, or like you see the gun right in front of you, and this game feels taller, like the camera is in her eyes. And you just like those little glimpses of your body parts you see as you're running give you that idea of like where you are in the world better than most.
Right. I'm trying to play out the first person shooter in my peripheral vision now. It's, yeah, okay.
Let's see. He says, and finally, what do you guys think needs improved upon should the sequel come out?
I'll let you handle that since you played it.
No more fighting. The sensation of just running from them, it's kind of like, you know, the old trope in 2D side-scrollers with the wall of lava coming.
Yeah.
That's kind of what these guys are. It's just the evolution of that. That's what the game needs. I just want to be running from that wall of lava.
Remember in the Aladdin game, the magic carpet level?
Oh, that was a great level.
It was hard.
Yeah.
I don't know how great it was. It was hard.
And then he finishes. Sorry for the length of the email, and good job calling me out on the fact that Nintendo has made money on the Wii last week. Guess I forgot that my Wii has been sitting in a grocery bag next to my TV unhooked for 2 months now.
Play some more Smash Brothers. That's what I do.
So that's about all you do on it.
I love my Smash Brothers.
Keep up the great work, guys. Zach. Thank you, Zach, for answering the call.
It has been a bad year for the Wii.
Yeah.
Well, okay. After
well, it started off okay.
Yeah. Strange, huh, that they would have a better, like, spring than fall. Well, I think it seems like they took to heart the criticism they got at E3. It seemed like...
If you say so.
Oh, come on. Didn't they seem generally kind of... on damage control about it. They seem to acknowledge it, at least.
Oh, they're on damage control. Are they doing anything? I don't know. We're making another Mario and Zelda. Really?
No, maybe they're making one next. I don't know. I mean, come on.
Basically, the only thing we got as apology was Punch-Out, which I'm excited for, but...
Well, I mean, I think the Kid Icarus game is the worst-kept secret in the industry right now. We'll see. I'm sure that's coming. There's got to be a new Star Fox that maybe won't be terrible for the first time since Star Fox 64.
Yeah, the DS one wasn't bad.
It was okay. Okay is all I'll give you.
Mm.
That's it. Okay. Well, I guess we're nearing the end. Oh, it's a longer show than I thought.
It was.
We talked about NXT for a while and other things, you know. Good stuff. Well, I want to see Bolt tonight.
Yeah.
Which apparently is...
good.
It's getting surprisingly very good reviews. Like, I thought it would be fine. Like, I thought people would, you know.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
All right.
I got the WALL-E Blu-ray.
Oh, we're watching that.
Yeah. I listened to this Andrew Stanton commentary already. There's like another commentary track. It's kind of weird. It's like just like four people who work there. And I don't know if this is like kind of tongue in cheek, but it's basically just them like talking about in space, you can't really hear things. And they're basically just like doing all that. It was kind of unappealing. And I just kind of stopped after like 10 minutes of it.
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay. Well, that's it, everyone. You can contact me at tolkoto@gmail.com
or adjguy711@gmail.com.
And of course, our website is at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com.
And also, check out the Squadcast, the Squadron of Shame. Mike and I appeared to talk about Star Wars Republic Commando this week.
That's right. We did.
Squadron of Shame -club.oneup.com.
Or look for both of these excellent podcasts on the iTunes Music Store. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good week.